talking to as many of the torchbearers as we can here. As you hear in the background, we're inside Heartland Hall, Delaware County Fairgrounds, Muncie. The Indiana Bicentennial Torch Run is about to start later this morning as I'm talking to you. I'd like for you to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, I'm Jack Williamson. I was hurt in a lawnmower accident when I was 4 years old. And so far after that, I've made a little website called Jack's Laughs, and I give laugh bags, or just like they're bags full of toys, and I give those to kids in the hospital. And we also deliver some to ones who are in Indiana. We just went and gave one to a little boy down at Dairy Dream, and which is pretty weird, because before that happened, I would always go there and just get ice creams. And
gosh, what a great honor for you. How old are you, and what school do you go to?
I am 10 years old, and I go to Royerton Elementary.
How cool is this for a little 10-year-old dude to be carrying a torch to signify the 200th birthday of the great state of Indiana?
It's pretty amazing, because it's very rare for this to ever happen. And I just was sitting down, putting on my foot, and my mom comes in and says that I won, that I'm going to be able to carry the torch. And something lucky pretty happened, and my grandma's a big fan of Jeff Gordon, and I came in 24th place. So now every time that she says that, it's just...
Son of a gun. Rainbow Warriors number 24, good Jeff Gordon, and that's your spot, 24th place for the torch run. So great to see you again, and remember this forever. It's going to be a cool memory for the rest of your life, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to walk around the room some more here. I got Dale Basham over here. He's one of the torch bearers. I see John Craddock over on the other side of the room as well. Stan Sollers from IPR is here. Terry Ponzi from ARF is here. Dale Basham, let's get you over here again. I wanted you to tell that story one more time about the torch lineage in your family. I think it's a great story.
Oh, thank you. My little brother, when the Olympic torch ran through the United States, every state on the way to the LA Olympics, my little brother, who was recognized as a big brother, little brother for that organization, was selected to carry the torch in Louisville. And I was there to see it and loved it, and now I get my chance.
What an honor.
I'm so honored to be here and to take that torch. I'm so excited, too, to travel down Riverside to New York. I'll be on campus this morning.
Okay.
It'll be cool.
Awesome. Dale, good to see you. One of the torchbearers, Dale Basham, is here. Let me drop some more names in here. I mentioned John Craddock a moment ago. I'm looking at the torchbearers are wearing the yellow jackets here. They're the ones that are signified by that designation, not for safety's sake, but also so that you can see them in a room, that they are the ones that are going to be having this great honor. Jeff Bird from IUBMH is here, and Al Holdren is over there too. Let me get Al Holdren in here. Hey, Terry, how you doing? Good to see you, Terry. Good luck today. And I'm going to get Al around the corner here. He doesn't even know I'm coming. This will be a sneak interview. Big Al Holdren is here. What kind of an honor? How does this feel for you to be carrying this torch today?
Steve, it's pretty neat. With these group of individuals and just a lot of really, really cool people, I'm very honored being the lesser of the 24. Real neat opportunity for Muncie to really shine, and for my group, it's really the most recognized as the Secret Families group. Just for those 2,000 people, it's very humbling to really be honored to really represent them, and just to be involved in the community. You know, you grow up here as a kid, and you see people doing things and doing really cool things, and to just have an opportunity to maybe do one of those things one time, I'm a little bit taken back by the whole thing.
Are you a runner by nature, Al? Are you a big cross country guy?
It was more of a waddle.
I knew you'd have something funny to say.
Yeah,
that's
more,
why.
More of a waddle. I think it's more of a waddle. No, being a basketball player and a tennis player, I was more of a short burst guy. So we'll see how this goes today. Yeah.
Thanks for talking and congratulations.
Thanks always for your time.
Absolutely. Al Holdren is one of the torchbearers. As we look around the room here, you're hearing us at the pancake breakfast part of this Indiana Torch Run event. Nancy Carlson is here. You've been so busy, I couldn't get you to break free.
I tell you, everything's going great. I hope you're hungry. Come on out to the fairgrounds because they smell so good.
Oh, they sure do.
Have you?
No, absolutely not. But busy is good because it means everything's going well. Thanks to you and all the volunteers and staff putting together a very, very nice event, and Muncie should be proud today.
At 9 o'clock, we've got a set of bleachers you can sit on, and you can see that torch get lit from a big cauldron, and then off it goes through Delaware County.
Fantastic. Nancy Carlson is here. She is the wife of Carlson, John, who writes for MuncieJournal.com, our free online good news website. Newspaper of sorts, and we're glad that she's here and everybody is involved with this great event.